Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside. Hello and welcome to another Project Love podcast episode. It is the two of us here today. Hi, Vicky.
Yay. Hi, Selena.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Feeling really good today. Spring is in the air.
It's sunny outside.
Yeah, feeling quite joyful.
Oh, wonderful. I'm feeling jubilant is the word I've been using over the past 2 days because at the time of recording, the kids have gone back to school and it is wonderful. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty happy, pretty exhausted. I think it's all suddenly catching up with me. You know, like when you go on holiday after a really stressful time at work and you're like, oh, finally I can relax. And your body goes, finally I can be ill. I've been holding this off all this time and now I can finally just really let the exhaustion hit me. But I'm really making this week, really dedicating it to self-care and self-love, which brings us wonderfully to the topic of today, which is self-love. And we are coming towards the end of our 28 days of love, of self-love challenge. And we each year, we always like to dedicate an episode to talking about our experiences of it this year. And it's amazing year on year how it changes and the new lessons we learn, the new layers of self-love or even resistance that we come up against. And of course, this year we have had the addition of doing it in a global pandemic lockdown here in the UK. So it's slightly reduced the number of things we can do as acts of self-love. But Vicky, how have you found it this year in comparison to other years?
So I realised that this is our sixth year of doing 28 Days of Love.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it really had me reflect on the last few years of doing this, because every year we have this experience of consciously treating ourselves with love, practicing self-love. And I've realised that each year that practice really deepens and strengthens. And this time round, I've noticed that the self-love, I'm really in a good habit of self-love these days. So it comes really easily, but that's only because of the repetition of doing it every day. And it's so true that habits are built through practice, through repetition, and through every year reminding ourselves of the importance and power of self-love and really practicing it. It's meant that now it's easy, or not easy, it's easeful. And so that was, it was really great to be present to that. And doing it in a global pandemic has obviously been a little bit different to doing it in other years.
You weren't taking yourself off to the Wolsey to have, yes. to have brunch like you did one year.
I know, exactly. In previous years, it would have been a brunch date at the Wolsey, which I did on a Monday afternoon when everybody around me was having business meetings. I was there in my white suit having pancakes.
I love it. Oh, that was so good. That was such an inspiration to me. Yeah, I would have been going to art galleries. That's always one of my self-love dates. What have your self-love acts been then this year? What have your main ones, your go-to self-love acts?
Yeah, so I have a few go-tos and I think they're rooted in a few different pillars. I'll call them pillars of self-love. So one of them is gratitude. So in the mornings, I love to, after I've journaled, I have a journaling practice where I just write a stream of consciousness, anything and everything that's on my mind in the mornings. And then after I've done that, I just take 5 minutes for some gratitudes. And that's gratitude for people in my life, experiences I've had. It can be anything. And I always give a gratitude to myself as well, and ways that I'm proud of myself, and ways that I appreciate myself. There's always at least one in there about me. Actually, sometimes there's more than one. Sometimes I have a lot to say.
Why not shower yourself with gratitude? That sounds like a beautiful self-love act.
Yeah. And then the other pillar is nourishment. So taking my dog Buddy for walks in nature and getting outside. It's amazing how just getting outside, especially in COVID times, you don't step outside and you think, oh my God, this was such a good idea.
Hello, Sky.
Oh, it really can be the simplest things, you know, getting out there, going for a walk, going for a wander around, listening to a podcast and calling a friend. So yeah, that nourishment and also in terms of what I eat as well. So this is something that I've been consciously working on recently, working on my relationship with food. And I had a call with an Ayurvedic practitioner last week and we have our first session on Friday.
Wow.
So that was a real huge act of love for me.
Ooh, I can feel an episode coming on Ayurvedic because there's all the vitta and the pata and the kapha. And do you know what you are? Yeah.
Not yet. No. So that's coming on Friday. And yeah, when I had the call with her last week, I was like, oh my God, we need to get you on the podcast.
Yes.
And she's really up for that. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I want to learn more about that too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then what other nourish?
I think there? Some trampolining. Was it
yes. I have been loving my morning frame online classes of rebounding, bouncing on my trampoline. And I did one the other day called Rave and Rebound. It was incredible. I was buzzing. It was just the best feeling ever. And, you know, in the absence of parties and festivals and all that stuff that I really miss, it's really giving me that dose of, you know, that party spirit basically in my living room. Yeah, so lots of body love. Again, something I've been really working on this past year, I'd say. Yeah, past year. And then just little things, you know, it could be like putting on a song when you're in the shower. So this morning I had Madonna, The Immaculate Collection, which I absolutely love. Oh, she was blaring out there on my phone when I was having my shower this morning and, you know, taking a different route to the shops, a more scenic route, or it could be, you know, just taking a bit longer to do something, not rushing, not giving myself a hard time when I get to the end of the week and I just can't work, can't do anything. That's okay, you know, just rest and recharge. And it's just like little things like that, I think, being kind to myself and giving myself so many breaks throughout the day.
Oh,
that's
well
been huge.
Done, Vicky.
Yeah, that's
that is
massive.
Huge for you because you do get into the doer, particularly during the working day.
Yeah.
That's great. Doesn't it make a difference, the breaks?
You know what? I nearly messaged you the other day. So we had a session on my burnout. It was, it was this time last year, wasn't it? It was February last year when I was feeling quite burnt out and exhausted. And I had a brilliant session
really handy, really handy for me because I'm just starting to write my book on burnout and I needed a guinea pig.
Really handy for both of us. So, I was so grateful that you were writing that book at the time because I so needed it. You were talking about the importance of breaks in the working day. And I always knew the importance of it, but the way that you talked about it and how I could design my day, it made such a difference. I could really visualize myself taking these breaks and stretching and taking a break from meditation rather than just seeing my self-love as something I do in the mornings and then work like martyr throughout the day until
Yes.
So, so the other day I was having a little stretch break in the afternoon, stretching my body, and I nearly messaged you just saying, stretching, such a good idea.
There's a whole section on it in my book. I know, and every time we talk about stretching, I'm like, oh, there you go, I could do it right now. It does feel good. Ooh, it's amazing the energy boost you get from a little stretch. Literally takes seconds.
It was, it was literally 60 seconds and I felt so good. It's like all the cells in my body were like, ooh.
Come alive.
Yeah, they were dancing.
Come on, cells, dance break. a lot of body love. A lot of body love.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been really fun, really joyful. And I realized that when we first started doing 28 Days of Love, particularly the first one, I was really resistant to it.
Yeah.
I used to tell myself this story that I had to earn it, that I had to earn the self-love. And it was only when I had done something, and that's probably work, that was probably work-related at the time, it's only when I've had a full day of productivity, that's when I really deserve that bath at the end of the day. So it was all based on reward rather than just being worthy and deserving of my own self-love. Just because.
Exactly.
And now it's that narrative's totally gone. It's all about the joy in the nourishment, in the gratitude, in the body love. And the intention is love and joy rather than being something I have to do or I should do and someone's told me to do it.
Another thing on the to-do list.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So in summary, 28 Days of Love really, really works. Really helps you to build that habit. You should give it a try.
And if you didn't start it with us on the 14th of February, doesn't matter. You can start it any time.
Yeah. You could start your own club with some friends. You can create a WhatsApp group and have, you know, you and your friends do it all together. You can do it any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, I have to say, you know, 28 Days of Love, Self-Love Challenge can sound just like, quite light. I mean, it is light, you know, it's not, but it can, it's the word frivolous, but it can feel like a, yeah, that sounds all right. But I have to say, over the years of doing it, and I look forward to it, I know it's coming up in February, and I'm like, thank God, because the time of year where I really need an injection of self-love is when we're coming out of a long winter. And a long lockdown winter, I was like, give it to me now. I need it. It wasn't coming from a place of, oh, this is a nice to have. It was coming from a necessity, an essential necessity. But I have to say, like, year in, year out, each time, it's just like, just shows how I've grown, how, and that practice, you know, we say love from Eric Frome saying that love isn't a feeling, it's a practice. Mm-hmm. And self-love is a practice. And at first, there was a lot of resistance. I remember that first year doing it, but the perfectionism that came in, and it trying to think of a self-love act that was interesting and that cool enough and that, you know, people would be impressed by. And it's just like thinking that I couldn't repeat the same one more than once in the 28 days is somehow cheating and being boring. I'm just like, you know, have thinking these eyes. And I get it because we were the ones leading it. And so we felt that we had to really be an example. But, you know, year in, year out, just that it has really helped to strengthen and deepen my relationship with myself. This time, and we'll be talking about this in the quarterly review, but this has been a really horrendous few months for me since the beginning of January. And so self-love this time was... so much of it was just being there for myself. And those acts of self-care and self-love, like I say, are no longer an extra. They're no longer a nice to have. I was already doing them. And not because I had the time or I had, you know, energy to do it, but because I needed it. I needed it to get through a horrific time. And I haven't burnt out. I haven't burnt out, which is extraordinary. I know I wrote a book on burnout, but I would have forgiven myself for burning out with everything that's been going on over the past few months. I'm pretty exhausted, but I haven't burnt out because not only am I so practiced now at self-care and self-love that it comes naturally, but I now know, having written the book on burnout and all the tools that I learned about and tools that I discovered for myself, I really understand how to look after myself. And I talked about this actually on my Monday Crew episode this week, how I remember someone saying, actually at the Bridge Retreat, I forgive myself for not knowing how to care for myself. And I was like, wow. You can have the intention of, I have the intention of caring for myself and loving myself. But most of us weren't raised and taught the tools to help us to do that. So we have to go on a whole journey to know what that even is. So, for example, you taking breaks, you didn't know. You didn't know that how, what a big difference that would make until I came with all my research going, oh my God, a break every hour and a half. Scientists have proven that this makes a massive difference to energy levels and stress levels. And it's the rhythm of our body and all this stuff that backed it up to go, hold on, this sounds smart. This sounds, they've really looked into this. This is a real thing that can actually work. And then you try it. And you're like, wow, that actually really works for me. And also different things work for different people and different things work for different people at different times. So for me, one of my big acts of self-love has been doing yoga. In the summer, it was doing HIIT workouts. I've done one or two, but actually right now for the energy that I've got and the space that I want to bring myself into, yoga has been far more what I've needed. You know, so it's also knowing... it's that menu of things, but I think, yeah, it is. It's a practice, and God, what a difference it makes when you do dedicate yourself long term to learning how to love yourself and learning how to care for yourself. I was on the Self-Care Club, which is absolutely brilliant. You guys, Vicky, you're going to love these women. They're a duo. It's so funny seeing another duo talking about self-care and self-love stuff. We'll have we should have them as a on here on the podcast, all four of us, because they're just after and self. We had such a great time. I was like, all four of us have got to get together and do an episode. Brilliant. But when they said to me, what do you do? What's your self-care act at the moment? And I said, do you know what? I'm really good at self-care these days. And they were like, whoa, you know, because a lot of people are like, you know, I'm not very good, but I'm getting better. It's like, I can hand on heart say, particularly having been through this period over the past few months, I'm really good at looking after myself. And there's so much power to that, you know, and I love talking about stepping into your power. A lot of the work I do with women actually is helping them really to step into their power. And what they all discover, and what I discovered when I had my year of stepping into my power, is that so much of that comes from when you learn to really look after yourself and learn what you need and learn to love yourself. Is where our real source of power comes from. Not power that pushing yourself and cajoling yourself, you know, with your shitty committee whipping at you, come on, faster, you know, get into that power position. It actually comes from softening and coming from a place of love. And that's where your true power comes from. So, and just talking about every time we do this episode, reflecting on 28 days of love, I'm always reminded about how just talking about practicing self-love fills me up with love.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Full of love.
I think the big shift over the past few years has been recognizing how much I need self-care and self-love to get through the tough times. And for it's an essential. It isn't a nice to have. It isn't an add-on. It isn't an extra. It's an essential for resilience, for having the resilience to get through tough times. I think people have really discovered that through this lockdown, also because we haven't been able to get, you know, the cuddles, the connection from being physically with one another. And so in the absence of that, having to dig a little deeper and be there for ourselves. And I think as here in the UK, as we come out of lockdown, I think we're going to need to continue to, I think it's going to hit some of us as we come out of lockdown, quite how difficult and painful this has been. I was, quite a few mothers said to me actually this week that it really started to hit them as they waved their kids off to school, how hard this has been, because you're in survival mode. You're just getting through it, just getting through it. And it's as you come out the other side, you might suddenly, oh, this has been really hard. And actually that's where I suddenly was like, me time, just spending time with me. I just sat and had an almond croissant and a coffee this morning after school drop off and before a doctor's appointment. 20 blissful moments. And I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is a date with myself and it feels great. I've gone 5 minutes from my home and I feel like I'm really treating myself to this coffee and a pastry. So yeah, it's the small stuff. It doesn't have to be big grand gestures.
Yeah, totally.
So what about then people who are listening and they're feeling really at the beginning of this journey of self-care and self-love in particular, because that self-love can feel really daunting at the start. Obviously, you work a lot with people as well with self-love on their Get Ready for Love journey. How do you help people to get started on that journey when the relationship they've had with themselves has been quite heavy on the shitty committee?
Yeah, so I think it's finding the right thing for you. And we talked about that before. And the way you do that, I think, is asking yourself, what do you need? And getting into a practice of asking yourself that question on a daily basis, ideally. What do I need? What do I need today? And it could be, you know, one day what you really need is to start your day with a bath with Epsom salts and essential oils. You know, that could be something that comes up for you. Or it could be, you know, you ask yourself, what do I need today? And it could be, I need to call a friend. I just need to have a chat with someone I love. Or I need to ask for help, or I need to negotiate a deadline. You know, what is it that would really support you today? And just thinking about it in terms of day by day, rather than now I have to transform and be this person who finds self-love really natural, easy. You know, it's not about that. It's asking yourself what you need and then giving yourself that thing that you need to feel loved, to feel safe, to feel nourished, and to experiment with different ways that you can treat yourself with love. And I often find that in my on my coaching journeys, it's really about the inner voice and being kind to ourselves and treating ourselves with that same love and respect that we treat others, and speaking to ourselves in the same way that we speak to our loved ones, with people that we love and respect. And you can practice that inner dialogue and speaking to yourself like a friend. You can practice this through letter writing, writing yourself notes on post-it notes, love notes, things to remember when you're brushing your teeth and getting ready for the day. It can be saying a mantra in the mornings. It could be speaking out loud, saying something, you know, loving, giving yourself a message of love in the mornings as you're sitting in bed. It can be anything. There's all sorts of ways that you can do it. But I often find that by speaking to ourselves with kindness, we're then more likely to then do something that day that can give us what we really need to feel nourished, to feel safe, to feel loved. And just start small. And also don't wait until you feel like you really want to do it, you know, that you really want to practice self-love today, because there'll be a lot of resistance at the beginning.
Yes.
Well, there will likely be a lot of resistance.
And don't wait until you feel like you really love yourself to do an act of love for yourself, because that's where it keeps coming back to. It's a practice. So, you know, it's like, and if self-love does feel just so alien and daunting, I get people started on nourishing themselves, because that you can do. And that is coming from most people can, okay, well, I can nourish myself. And that could be through going for a walk in the park, calling a friend, having nourishing food, you know, doing yoga, having a digital detox evening. And also what I'll sometimes do is get clients to think about what things make them happy that they can do right now, and then to actually start making time for those things and choosing to do those things. It's about that of putting your happiness and your well-being as a top priority, which for a lot of people is alien, you know, so starting there. Oh, the other one is actually when people often say, but I already do stuff, nice stuff for myself. I buy myself flowers, but I take myself on walks. I'm doing all of these things. And so what I've done for some clients is to go, we need to take it to the next level where you're doing things that make you feel special. Like how do you want to feel, particularly people when they're single? It's like, how would you love someone to make you feel special? Like, what would help you to feel like you are someone special to yourself? And that has really shifted things for some clients, of like really making their bedroom like a beautiful place, where like making like lovely sheets and putting candles and cut flowers and actually looking at their space and going, oh yeah, I am special and I'm going to treat myself as special. Or taking it to the next level of romancing yourself. Mm. You know, making yourself like a candlelit meal for one, and being that, you know, getting into that space of actually romancing yourself. So there's self-love and there's self-care, but actually, you know, for me, it's definitely buying myself flowers. That's like really romancing myself. And it does make me feel special. And to get that experience from me is special. And it really, and the other one I would say as well is doing things that feel a bit rebellious, that feel indulgent. So having that, what you were saying there was when you're saying having a bath, an Epsom bath salt at like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday, be like, who does that? It's like, well, you know what? I am going to do that because that is what I want right now. You know, I can do that. You know, even if, yeah, okay, you've got work or whatever, but, you know, even if you don't work for yourself, I'm booking a meeting. So you're in a meeting. You know, but sometimes just allowing yourself those cheeky little rebellious, ooh, that's not really allowed. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Doing that kind of, so adding that cheeky kind of rebellious, playful, just treating yourself something you normally wouldn't, it really adds a spark of energy. And it does go from, you know, the things that, well, I always do those things for myself anyway. And I take myself for a walk around the park to sort of clear my air. Okay, but this time, listen out for the bird song. Like, go on for a mindfulness walk where you're really noticing each thing you pass by. I know there's a mindfulness activity where you go walk past things and you name the things that you see to really bring you into the present. I love to hug a tree. I was walking with with a neighbor the other day and our kids in a socially distanced walk in the park. And as we stopped for the kids to clamber on logs, I looked around and she went, oh, Selena's looking for a tree to hug. And I was. Yeah. I was like, she'll do. And I just put my back against the tree and I closed my eyes. And I was like, oh, hi. Mm. And just that connection. But it was just, you know, rather than just a walk in the park, adding that special element to it.
Yes.
And that's what goes from self-care to self-love. So it is, it's an art form. It's a real art form. And what I have found is the more that I learn and really own what I need to feel loved by myself, I also then, it helps me to teach my partner and tell my partner what I need in a relationship. I've really started doing this thing. I love words of positive affirmation and being told, I love you, I'm proud of you. And I give myself a lot of that in my letters for my wise older self. That's one of my key self-love things to do. And now it's part of my Monday motivation check-in that I have part of the Monday crew. And always writing myself a message of love every Monday. And that makes a big difference. But now I tell him, I'm like, hi, can you tell me that you love me and you're proud of me? And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And he does it. And it feels so wonderful, even though I've told him the words I need to hear. But that's because I've got to know myself so well. And I'm so comfortable with receiving love and asking for the love I wish to receive, because I do it now as a practice for myself. It makes it a lot easier to ask him for it in the way that I want to receive it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, when we know what we need to feel loved and cared for and cherished, it is so much easier to be able to ask what we need. Yeah, 100%. And I was just thinking as you were talking about how self-love is, it's not just about giving love, it's also about receiving love. And so if somebody, you know, an example could be, if someone gives you a compliment, really take that compliment and say thank you, really let it sink in. Rather than going, oh, you know, if it's a compliment about your jumper. Oh, this old thing, oh, I got it for £10 in the Topshop sale. You know, really saying thank you for that. And you know, it's the same thing if someone asks if you need any help and support, letting people be there for you, letting people help you, and really receiving that love and support. That's a huge act of love.
Yeah. So it is. It's exercising that love muscle, self-love. Yeah. And that's why it's such a brilliant thing to do when you're, well, on any journey, actually, of transformation. But it's like that first step, isn't it, in your journey to getting ready for love. And I really find it working with people and, you know, stepping into their power and really being, you know, creating a life for themselves that they love, that self-love really does always plays a key part in that. You can't do that until you're practicing self-love. It just doesn't happen. Mm. You know, so self-care and self-love really, they really are at the start of any journey of transformation. It needs to come from there. Otherwise, you're pushing and forcing and not making choices from a place of love.
Mm-hmm. And that's where confidence lives as well. Over the years, people have really shared that with us, that it's helped them to feel more confident in themselves. And it's like that sense of quiet confidence that emerges.
Yeah.
And do you remember the first year? It must have been back in 2016 when we did the first one. I think somebody wrote to us and said, I've been doing 28 Days of Love and I found myself in a work meeting and I was able to ask for a pay rise, something that she'd been resisting before, because she just felt so in her worthiness.
I do remember that.
Confident.
Well, it makes so, I mean, of course, because if you're really starting to practice self-love and you're making choices from a place of love and care for yourself and nourishment, and you are really focused on making your happiness and your well-being a top priority, then you are turning inwards a lot more for your own guidance. You're turning inwards for support and love, rather than looking outwards for validation. Mm-hmm. So the more that you're loving yourself, the less you're looking out there to fill that empty void. Mm. That's why also in dating, the more you start to love yourself, the less you feel you need that love from outside to come and fill you up. You now feel filled up. So now you can go and find a partner that is right for you, rather than looking for someone who will kind of try and fill that void. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, it's such an important part of, you know, when you really love yourself or start practicing loving yourself, you will start looking at things differently and going, why am I putting up with that shitty boss? Why am I putting up with that friend that speaks to me like that? You know, but when you've got your own loud, shitty committee, it feels acceptable that other people could be speaking to you like that, because it's no different to the voice you have in your own head. It feels familiar. It feels like home. And when you start turning the volume of your own shitty committee down and turning up the volume on your loving, supportive self, it's going to start going, hold on, that sounds off all of a sudden. And that's why, you know, we talk about like the importance of self-love. It's like the inside out transformation. Start with self-love and it will impact on every part of your life, because you'll no longer accept shitty behavior from people or being in a job that makes you miserable and sucks your soul dry. And it's like, and it's the thing that makes you come to life, you know? So when you go on dates, you're full of this extraordinary life force. It gives you, it's such a source of life force and joy. What this time for me is really showed that through the really difficult times, it's a source of strength, it's a source of resilience, and it fortified me to get through this period without burning out. And now that I'm feeling pretty exhausted, it's coming from a place of self-love. I'm like, right, this week, obviously I've got work things to do, but in the pockets of time, rather than cramming it with like, oh, look, I've got a few hours there, I'll do some stuff to move forward with the launch. I'm like, that launch planning and all stuff, that will wait till next week, because this week needs to be more about me and getting in some of that precious recovery time and me time, quality time with myself, which I've been missing. And allowing myself to feel, actually allowing myself to feel my feelings has been a really big part of my self-love this year, for sure. So yeah, it's been so, it's always so good. And it's, February is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, it really is. And then, you know, spring is approaching, and then we get to go into spring with all these delicious feelings of love.
Exactly. Oh, I feel good now having talked about love.
Yeah, me too.
Any final words for our lovely listeners?
If you would like to try 28 Days of Love, then you can click the link that we will share in the show notes. Can't remember the URL off the top of my head. We will share the link in the show notes, and you can find a list of acts of love to get inspired by, to get you going. And you can read all about how to get started there, and you can do it whenever you like. And if you have been doing 28 Days of Love, then we've loved seeing your stories and the things you've been sharing with us on Instagram. If you want some more inspiration on that, actually, you can check out our stories to see other people's acts of love at Love Project Love on Instagram. And we just love running this. If you've been joining us, then thank you for joining us live on the challenge. And do share your insights and lessons that you've learned from the challenge. You can email us at hello@loveprojectlove.com, or you can DM us on Instagram at loveprojectlove.
Wonderful. And Vicky, what have you got happening at the moment with coaching programs and all your juicy, delicious, oh, and your newsletter, if people are not signed up to that? My goodness, it is a joy every Sunday to receive it in my inbox. Tell us about what people can do with you at the moment.
So, yes. So in the spring season, I'm going to have space for new clients to join me on my 3-month love coaching journey, which I'm really excited about. So I will have spots available from April, and you can learn all about it at loveprojectlove.com/lovecoaching. We'll also include the link to the show notes. And it's a program for women with an anxious attachment. It's all about rewiring your subconscious mind to consciously work towards a secure attachment. It contains everything I know in 7 years of love coaching. It's my pride and joy. I absolutely love, love, love taking women on this journey of transformation. And it's all about rewriting your love blueprint. A lot of mindset stuff, a lot of attachment theory stuff, lots of tapping, EFT tapping and NLP coaching.
And a bit of hand holding as people get into the dating game, which was what used to terrify me, which is why I first came to you myself.
Yes. So much hand holding. Literally, I am available on Slack, Messenger or email whenever anyone needs me on their dating journey. I am the dating wing woman on that journey for people. And so I help them to write dating profiles, get ready for first dates. Really every step of the way of that dating journey, I am there cheering people on and supporting them and giving them love coaching and dating coaching in the moment as and when they need it. And so the whole 3 months is really the whole inside out journey of love and dating. And yeah, I'm so excited to see who will join me on that journey.
Oh, God, that sounds absolutely amazing. And such an exciting thing to be doing in spring, particularly here in the UK, as we're heading into spring and heading out of lockdown, so people can do a mixture of online and offline dating. Oh,
yes,
exciting.
Exactly.
Amazing. Yeah, really exciting. And we'll add a link as well for people to join your newsletter.
Yes, so my Sunday love letter is a newsletter that I started in January. I have been absolutely loving this ritual of writing to you every week. I talk about love, dating and relationships, topics that will support you on your dating journey. And when you sign up, you get a love letter from me every week at 5 o'clock UK time. And this Sunday will be the ninth love letter in the collection. So yeah, I'd love to have you on there receiving these love letters. If you'd love some support right now on your dating journey, then we'll put the link in the show notes. You can pop your name down and sign up.
Gorgeous. And at the moment, what I've got going on, I'm full up with clients at the moment. I will be taking on more clients in April and May. But what I do have that people can join is, I mentioned it before, the Monday Crew. So that's my Monday mini podcast. I do about a 10 to 15 minute podcast to help you kickstart your week. And you also get my Monday Motivation Check-in, which is a weekly check-in that I do every Monday before recording the podcast, which just helps you to just set an intention for the week, plan your week ahead, and ground yourself in how you really want to feel and what you want to make the week all about. And doing it does make such a difference.
They are amazing. Amazing. Honestly, the one last Monday really spoke to me. It was all about, you know, when you stop and you realize, wow, okay, I've been in survival mode, need to recover my energy, all that stuff that you were saying in last Monday's one spoke to me so much. And I think just having that boost of motivation at the beginning of the week, and that virtual hug from you.
Oh, yes. One of our friends was saying they love how the week ends with an email from Vicky and starts with a podcast from me. They're like, oh, what a sandwich. And you get Project Love podcast episode on Thursday just to, you know, keep you going partway through the week. So we're sending a lot of love out for you. So we'll have all of the details for all of those things in the show notes. And next week. Oh, next week, it's my episode with Britta Fernandez-Schmidt on her book, Fears to Fierce, which I listened to the weekend before I had my interview with her. And it's an extraordinary book. The conversation with her, we finished that conversation, looked at each other like grinning, wild-eyed, being like, oh my God, that was amazing. It was electric and bursting with love. She is such an inspiring woman. So I'm excited for
Can't wait to listen to that.
Great. Well, lots of love to everyone and to you, Vicky.
Yeah, lots of love and to you.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.